What a relief to know we won't find ourselves running hell for leather down Oxford Circus as scores of cyborgs mow us down from behind. I wanted to explore this issue of making a robot walk a little more, though, just to be really, really, really sure. Naturally, I searched the internet and found some very entertaining videos of robot fails. My particular favourite was one from the DARPA Championships. Head to our website, nakedscientists.com, to see what I mean. Very amusing. Anyway, back to my original question. We've made huge advances in robotics. Think about keyhole surgery and self-checkouts in supermarkets. So why is making a walking robot this hard? Fortunately, I was able to put this to two engineers over dinner recently.
I'm Philip Garsed, and I design electronics for large physics experiments.
And I'm Rachel Garsed, and I'm an electrical engineer at Cambridge Medical Robotics.
And of course, what happens after dinner? Dessert, of course. On the menu was cupcakes, except they weren't decorated. And during the main course, Rachel conveniently turned into a robot to show me just how difficult it is to program a cyborg to do a simple task, yet alone become entirely autonomous in the larger world.
We've got here Rachel, our friendly robot, and what we're going to do is program her. And it's a bit like programming a computer, but in this case, she's going to do some physical task. And Rachel knows a few commands that we can give her. So firstly, she knows about things, objects.
I know the difference between sprinkles, cake, and buttons.
We have to construct a program from the different things that the robot understands to do the right sequence of things to get what we wanted to happen.
So we give it a series of commands.
Exactly. It's almost like having a recipe. You have to do everything in the right order, otherwise you get some horrible disaster.
So what commands do you understand, Rachel?
I understand pick up, put down, unload, and rotate. Oh, and also stop.
Okay, yeah. Let's take it away. Let's see how I do. I'm feeling pretty confident.
Okay.
Okay, so you've made me Blue Peter style. Here's one you made earlier. So it's got four chocolate buttons on, a series of sprinkles and icing. And that's what I'm going for. Pick up sprinkles.
So that worked quite well. She's holding the sprinkles.
Unload sprinkles onto cake. Stop, 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 stop.
That didn't quite go to plan, did it? So you've stopped the robot, but currently there are sprinkles absolutely everywhere. So what do you think went wrong there?
I didn't specify how long to unload for.
Exactly. We have no way of telling the robot at this stage when to stop. It doesn't know how many sprinkles are too many. What we can do is specify a time. I'll get another cake.
I'm not sure you're going to have any sprinkles left by the end of this.
Extra. We've got more.
Okay, so we're going to start again from the beginning. Pick up sprinkles, unload onto cake for 1 second. Put down.
Job one complete.
Better?
That's better. But did you see how unexpectedly it went wrong? And you didn't even have a clue that it was about to go wrong.
No, I suppose it's just that common sense in me that would expect to not pour that many sprinkles.
Robots have no common sense. We have to program it.
Pick up buttons.
Right. You've got about 100 there. Is that as many as you wanted?
I need 4, but probably one at a time, I should imagine. Put down, Rachel. Pick up 1 button. Unload on cake. Winning.
Right, exactly. But do you remember before how we were able to tell the robot to do something for a certain amount of time or for a certain condition? You'll notice here that we're doing the same thing many, many times. So this is where robots actually start to come into their own. Because we can say, for 4 buttons, pick up 1 button, unload button onto cake, rotate cake. And because it knows that's got to happen 4 times, it will end it for button number 2, button number 3, and button number 4.
I went wrong at every single instruction there, pretty much. I poured sprinkles everywhere, I stacked chocolate buttons on top of each other, and this is still what I would consider a really simple task.
And yet, Rachel pretending to be a robot is about as sophisticated as we could get, because we're really still using her human intelligence. She knows how to pick up a tube of sprinkles without crushing it, and all these little things, she can identify exactly where the cake really is. And in reality, robots are much more limited than that. It shows you how versatile humans are and really how much you have to limit the problem if you're trying to interact with a robot with the outside world.